Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, April the 24th, and you're listening to Glamrox here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchik here with you. Of course, 60 minutes of good time rock and roll to get you into your weekend as part of Hair-Raising Fridays every week here on LU Radio. Once again, Glamrox coming at you from the home studio here and the Glamrox home studio as we continue to wait through this period of social distancing here. And like I say, it's great to have you along and hope provide a little bit of a soundtrack here for you. Help get you through this, get you into your weekend. All right, kicking us off tonight was LA Guns. That was some music from their second album, Cocked and Loaded. That was Magdalene kicking things off tonight. I've got a fun show lined up for you tonight. You're going to hear some music from Joan Jett tonight and the Blackhearts. And we're going to talk a little bit as well about what she has been up to recently with COVID-19 and some of the social distancing measures, obviously, that are taking place right now. Joan Jett doing a couple of actually pretty cool things here in response to that. So we'll talk a little bit about that tonight. We'll also play some music from Cinderella. We'll go back to the late 1980s and one of their big albums from... again, their heyday in the pop metal heyday of the late 1980s. We'll go back to the Long Cold Winter record and play a really, really cool album track, actually, from that album. One of my favorite songs by the band really mixes some of the pop metal songcraft, tunefulness, if you will, with their then starting to emerge Aerosmith sort of blues rock sensibilities as well. Those sensibilities would be pushed to the forefront on the follow-up record, Heartbreak Station. But Long Cold Winter was sort of where they were starting to flirt with it a little bit. Anyway, the song we're going to play tonight sort of straddles the line a little bit between their more traditional pop metal sound and some of the more down-to-earth, organic, rootsy, I guess, sort of preoccupations. So we have some Cinderella coming up as well, as well as some music from Generation X, the glam punk or pop punk band that Billy Idol was in the late 1970s before launching his hugely successful solo career. So we'll play some music from them as well. All of that and much more coming up, of course, questions, comments, song requests. You can always shoot me an email at glamrox@luradio.ca. That's glam, R-O-X. At luradio.ca. Well, we'll kick things off here with one of the tunes that really put Motley Crue on the map in the early 1980s. Of course, come the mid-80s, they would have huge, huge hits on their hands, like their cover of Smokin' in the Boys' Room, Home Sweet Home, Girls, 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 Wild Side, etc., etc., etc. Obviously, one of the rock bands that pretty much ruled the 1980s. But before all of those mega, mega hits, there were a couple of more modest hits for the guys in the crew, and one of them came off of Shout at the Devil in 1983. Here is the crew with Looks That Kill here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. We'll be right back.
lines are out, the timing's right. No doubt about what's doing tonight. She called me up, she called my name. She's in a rut, and was the field of flame. I got a love song, and I got everything you're looking for. And if you want
Off of the 2013 album Unvarnished, here is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Soulmates to Strangers here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
I thought that we were special, that you are the one for me. We'd own the world together. And I started to believe our love was invincible. And then the cracks started to unglue, like me and you. We were fated to be together. We were fated to be apart. We were soulmates and then we were strangers. The mood had started changing, and I knew I had to leave. There's no point in blaming when we were both so naive. Do you think you ever loved me? Do you think of me? Do you think I think of you? We were fated to be together. We were fated to be apart. My best friend, and I know you felt it too, but then we hit a dead end. Was like someone I never knew. I know that we were intimate, but that's the part I don't recall at all. We were fated to be together. We were fated.
Destroy all of your plans just as fast.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Hanoi Rocks. That was Visitor off of 82's Oriental Beat. We heard Joan Jett and the Blackhearts in there as well with Soulmates to Strangers, Robin Black, Out of the City, The King's Love Store, and Motley Crue going back to 83, Shout at the Devil with Looks That Kill. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchik here with you. Part of Hair Raising Fridays, of course, every week here on CILU. Well, I mentioned Joan Jett and the Blackhearts there. We're in that set there with some music from 2013, the Unvarnished record. Joan Jett actually doing some very, very cool things right now during this whole COVID-19 emergency that we're dealing with here. Right now, one thing she's doing, she's going to be auctioning, rather, off a signature Gibson guitar, and it's going to be auctioned off, and the proceeds are going to be going to the Music Cares COVID-19 Relief Fund, which is actually really cool. It's a fund that's been set up to obviously help some artists that are, you know, with the tours and everything, just concerts, everything like that, just a complete no-go right now. There's been sort of several initiatives that have been set up to help artists through this period of time, and Joan Jett is going to be auctioning off one of her signature guitars, actually, to benefit one of those funds, the Music Care COVID-19 Relief Fund. So that is very, very cool. She and her band have also done a neat little distance collaboration. This is actually on YouTube here, and you can check this out. They, all in their own spaces, all in their own studios, her and the three members of her band did a kind of a distance collaboration version of I Hate Myself for Loving You, obviously a big hit for Joan and the Blackhearts in the late 1980s. So it's really cool. The video's up on YouTube, and you can see it. Recorded there. It's the screen split four ways. You've got the four musicians in their home studios and all recording their parts and performing them in unison from, you know, a distance of hundreds, if not thousands of kilometers away from each other. So very, very cool. It's really neat to see what artists have been coming up with to still kind of get some music out to the fans here during this time where obviously they can't be in the same room together. They can't be on the same stage or anything like that. But with technology and a little bit of ingenuity, you're seeing some pretty cool collaborations, some pretty cool things coming out right now. Check it out. It's Together Apart, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Hate Myself for Loving You. Give it a spin on YouTube there. It's pretty, pretty cool. All right, so we're going to take a short break here. We got some music from Neil Merriweather coming up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Yeah! across the heavens when you're sleeping in your bed. Someone turns a light on, can you feel it burn inside your head? Floating out your window on the streams of purest sound, can you see the town? In midnight, tied down, wrapped in your dressing gown, a broken face. To be reborn or has to die. Children of past summers, we are moving to the end. Can you wave your hand? And have you heard the plan? It's time to choose the man. Play.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. A couple of bands there who I would say took more than a little bit of influence there from David Bowie. There, we just heard Bebop Deluxe there with the Jet Silver and the Dolls of Venus, and Neil Merriweather kicking us off the second half of tonight's show off of his Space Rangers solo debut from the mid-70s. That was Hollywood Boulevard. Like I say, definitely a David Bowie streak, I think, running through both of those bands, especially there at that point in time. Bebop Deluxe was the brainchild of a musician, a guitarist, singer, songwriter by the name of Bill Nelson, who went on to actually do a lot of experimental music, progressive kind of fusion experimental stuff. But his first foray under the Bebop Deluxe moniker was the 74 album Axe Victim, and definitely paying homage to the music and the stylings of David Bowie at that time. Neil Merriweather, again, he was a bit of a musical vagabond who had been in a number of groups, done some studio work, and sort of jumped around with the various projects throughout the 60s and 70s. In the early 80s, he would actually produce the first Lita Ford record and play bass on that album as well, actually, so that's pretty cool. But in the mid-70s there, he went out under his own name, had a couple of musicians backing him up, and put out a couple of records of kind of Bowie-inspired glam rock. So they're well worth seeking out if you can find them. At the debut, Space Rangers and Kryptonite came out about a year or so after that. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Of course, Matt Prokopchak here with you, part of Hair-Raising Fridays, every week here on CILU. All right, we're going to go back to 1988 here and the Log Cold Winter record from Cinderella. As I mentioned off the top of the show, this was the album that sort of saw the band balancing the then-popular pop metal stylings with a bit of an emerging fixation, I guess, on Aerosmith's take on sort of stadium-esque blues rock. The sort of the bluesier elements, the more rootsy elements, would come out much, much more in Cinderella's sound on their follow-up record, Heartbreak Station, but just starting to show themselves here on this album. So we're going to go back to 1988, Long Cold Winter, Cinderella. Here is Coming Home here on Glam Rocks, CILU 102.7 FM.
I took a walk down a road, it's the road I was meant to stay. I see the fire in your eyes, but a man's got to make his way. So are you tough enough for my love? Close your eyes to the heaven above. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I took a ride. Baby!
novocaine, trying to numb the feelings that'll come undone. Cold blood bleeding out the poison of the damage done. Zombie eyes, the assembly line, hypnotized, spitting out the words they learned in school. Tailor-made soldiers in the army of the golden rule. Before the thrill that'll kill, and they probably will. We need one more heart attack, one last cardiac arrest, one more heart attack, and then we're never going back. No, we're never going back. Oh. Boredom reigns on the black. Try to change it, you'll stand up straight. No regret.
there's no need to cry. Break down walls, that's me and the sky. I won't give in at least until I try. Oh yeah. I'll never be a hometown hero. I guess that's just the way that it goes. You always said that I'm a 90-day zero. I guess I'm not cut out, I guess it shows.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there. That was the Babylon Bombs there with Hometown Hero. That was from back in 2006, one of the many, many bands to come out of Scandinavia. Sweden, I believe, particularly is where they're from, who were sort of jumping on that sort of the neo pop metal sound, updating the production, updating the sound a little bit more of a modern edge to some of the songwriting, some of the production, but definitely taking a lot of musical and visual cues from the late 1980s. And Babylon Bombs, like I say, one of the many, many bands that did that. That was from 2006's Doing You Nasty. Great, great album. Huge harmonies in that one. A little bit of a lost gem, I think, from that scene. We also heard Crash Kelly, and before that with One More Heart Attack, and of course Cinderella's Coming Home. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, as always. Stay safe, everybody. Again, of course, if you don't have to go out, maybe try not to during this period of time right now. Some of the statistical data from health officials here in Ontario and across the country sort of suggesting maybe that things are going well and flattening the curve, but obviously everybody's still being very much encouraged to stay at home and to continue this whole social distancing thing. So, you know, if there's any silver lining to be had in this, you know, maybe we're breaking its back, so to speak, a little bit, but the experts still advising due diligence. So keep at it. Keep at it, everybody. Anyway, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days. We're going to take you out, as I mentioned, with some Generation X. We're going back to pretty much when the band was actually on the verge of breaking up, and that would give way to Billy Idol's solo career. This was sort of their last hurrah, and it's a great song. In fact, the song was so good, Billy took it with him to launch said solo career. This is Generation X with Dancing With Myself. Take care, everybody.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I think a crowd and lonely night. Well, I live so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself.
chance. I'd ask a weapon to dance and not be dancing on with myself.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay? No!
He comes upon me.
there, Retrospec fans. I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to another episode of the greatest 60s garage, proto-punk, freak beat, psychedelia, music you'll find anywhere. This is episode 411 of Retrospec. And I start the show this week hoping that you're all doing well wherever you are, whether it be in lockdown or not. I feel very pleased to be here in New Zealand. The day that I'm producing this show, New Zealand unfortunately has almost doubled its death rate. We're now at 0.18 deaths per 100,000 population. Compare that to 12.3 deaths for the USA per 100,000 population. We're at 0.18. Just goes to show the power of good and effective leadership. Back to the music. We got the show underway with the Kandels, K-A-N-D-E-L-L-S, from the small town of Sandstone in Minnesota between Minneapolis and Duluth. They got their start around 1959 when two of the members formed a group called The Problems. They changed their name to The Turbans. Then 1962, they became the Kandels. By 64, they'd come to the attention of a guy called Ron Giardi.